I feel like I'm sitting right on top of everyone here. Do a little thing. Who's leading the band today? Who hasn't led? Okay, Albert Hoot Prabhu.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yeti Namine
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yeti Namine
Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine
Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Rama. Krishna.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jai
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Sham Guru Radha Kuniri Gopinath
Jai
Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled
devotees.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutane. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharade.
Did we leave some questions hanging at the end of the class yesterday? Were there some questions that some people wanted to ask that didn't get asked? Yes.
The sword is inconceivable. Achintya.
Yeah.
Krishna is also achintya. Mm. The soul is inconceivable. So in the Bhagavad Gita, it is super soul, it is achintya, or the soul is achintya?
Even the soul is achintya. What to speak of Krishna? Achintya.
But we can perceive the soul is there in the body, dead body it's not there. We can at least a little bit.
That much you can conceive, but what it is that's missing. Could you just hand me this bag?
Black bag.
Black bag. Yep. What it is that's missing.
But no one can completely understand even the soul.
Even the soul? Okay, we were chanting, weren't we? Okay, let's find my little book and then we'll chat. Okay, Dvitiya Adhyaya. Everyone's ready? Books. Second chapter again. Second chapter, we'll stay right where we are, second chapter. Sanjaya Vacha Tam Tata Kripaya Vishtam Ashrupurna Lekshanam Vishidam Tamidam Vakyam Uvacham Sudanaha Sri Padavan Uvacha Tastva Kashmalamidam Vishame Samapastitam Mahaya Krishtam Asparagyam Akirti Kadamarjana Vaibhyam Asmagama Partha Naita Tvayupadyate Shudram Hiriyadar Valyam Jatvatishta Parantapa Arjuna Vacha Katam Hishma Maham Samke Dronacha Vasudana Ishubi Pratiyotyami Pujarha Vajisudana Duna Hatva Imahanu Bhavan Shreyo Bhoktum Paiksham Iha Loke Atvartha Kamam Stuguru Nihaiva Bunjiya Bhogan Rujiva Pradiktan Nachaita Vidma Kataran No Gariyo Yatva Jayema Yalivano Jayeyu Yaneva hatva nadjivi shamas Kevastita pramukhe artarastra Karpanya dosha pahatasya bhava Prishamitam dharma samutta cheta Yashreha syanyashpitam bruhitan me Shishyaste ham shari mam tvam prapanyam
Nahi prapashyami mama panujyad yascho kamuccho shanam indriyanam abhyabhyamavasapatnamritpam rajam shuranam pachadipatyam sanjayo vacha eva mukta rishikesham gura kesha parantapaha nayosya iti govindam muktva tushnim bahuvaha tamu vacha rishikesha prahasam iva bharata senayor ubhayor madhye vishirantam idam vacha sri balavan vacha ashochananda shochastvam pragyavarascha bhashase gatasuna gatasuscha nanusho chantipadritaha natvevaham jadunasam natvam neme janadipa nachaiva nabhavishyamaha sarve vayam vataparam dehi nasmin yata dehe omanam yonanam jara tatayam tada prabhi nirasartam nuhuyati matrasparsastukam dhya shitoshna sukhatada adhanabhayano nityas am kritiksha saharata yamina vyatiyantyete purusham purushasapha samadukha sukham dhiram somratatvayokopate na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sata rupayor api drishortas tvaneyo satvadarshiji avinashi sukhad vidhi yena sarva vidam tatam vinasham avyayasyasya Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirana anashino prameyasya tasmad yudhyasvaparata yahenam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhauto na vicharito nayam hanti hanyate Jayate miyate va kadachin nayam bhutva pavita va nabhuya ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharide veda vinashinam nityam yainam ajamavyayam katam sa purusha partha kam kathayati hantikam Vasam sidhirnani antarihaya Namani vrhirnati haroparani Tadasarirani vihaya jirnan Yanyani samyati nirvani dehi Nainam chintanti shastrani Nainam prahiti pavaka Nainam prediantyapo Nashoshayati marutaha Achichedyo yam madayo yam Akledyo shoshveva cha Nitya sarvagatas tanur Achalo yam sanatana Avyakto yam achintyo yam Avikaryo yam uchyate Tasmadevam viditvainam Nanu shochitum arhasi Tachainam nitya jatam Nityam vamanase mritam Tathapitam mahabhaho Nainam shochitam arhasi Dhruvam janmavritasya cha Tasmada parihariyerte Natvam shochitam arhasi Avyaktadini bhutani Vyaktamanyani bharata Avyaktanilnanyeva Tatraka paridevana Ascharjavat vashati kashchirenam Ascharjavat vadati tatai vachanya Ascharjavat chayna manya shrinoti Shrutvavgenam vedana chayva kashchit Dehi nityam avadyoyam Dehi sarvasya bharata Tasmat sarvani bhutani Natvam shochitam arasi Sadharmam api cha veksha navikam vitum arhasi dharmyati yudhatshtrayonyat kshatriyasya navidyate yadrishtaya chopapannam svargadvaram vipavritam sukhina kshatriya parta lahante yudham idrisham atashetvam imam dharmyam sangramam nakarishyasi tatasva dharmam kirtim sha hitva papam avapshasi akirtam bhutani katayishyanti te vyayam sambhavitasya cha kirtir madanada tirichyate vayadranadu paratam mansyante tvam maharata yesham shutvam bhumato bhutva yasasi bhagamam avachavaram shabhun vadishanti tavahitaha nindantas tava samartyam tato dukkataram kim tato va prapshasi svargam jitva va bhukshase mahim tasmad utishta kanteya yudhaya kutanishtaya sukha dukhe smekritva labhava bhojayatyo tato yudhaya yudrashva naivam papam mahapshasi esha te vihita sankye buddhir yoge trimam shrinu buddhya yukto yudhya partha karma vantam prahasasi neha vikrama nashosi pratyabhayo na vidyate svapam apyasya dharmasya kayate mahato bhayat vyavasayatmika buddhir eke guru nandana bahushakaya nandasya buddhayo vyavasayinam Prabhadantya vipaschataha Vedavada rata parta Nanyanastiti vadanaha Kamatmana swargapara Janma karma palapradam Kriya vishesha bahulam Bhogaisharya gatim prati Bhogaisharya prasaktanam Kaya parita chetasam Vyavasayatmika buddhi Samadho navadiyate Tragunna vishayabhinayda Nistragunno mahajana Nirtvanvo initisatvasto Niryogakshi mahatmavan Yavanartha urapane Sarvata samputodake Tavan sarveshu vedeshu Brahmanasya vijanataha Ma phaleshu kadachana, ma karma phale durbhur, ma te sangosva karmani, yogastha guru karmani, sangam chaktva tananjaya, sidhya sidhyo samo bhutva, samatvam yoga uchyate, durena yavaram karma, buddhi yoga tananjaya, Bhuddhau sharanam anvichcha kripana palahetava Buddhi yukto jahatiha ubhe sukrita duskrite Tasmad yogaya yujasva yoga karma sukaushalam Karma jam buddhi yuktahi palam chaktva manishinaha Janma bhanta vinir mukta padam gachchantyanamayam Yadate Buddhir Vati Tarishati Tadagantasi Nirvedam Shrotanyasya Shutasya Cha Shruti Vipratipannate Yadastasati Nishjala Samadha Machala Buddhis Tadayogam Avapshasi Arjunuvacha Stitapragyasya Kabhasha Samadhi Stasya Keshava Siddhati kim prabhasheta, kim asita vrajeta kim, Shri Bhagavan uvacha, prajahati yada kaman, sarvam partha manogatan, atman eva puna tushta, ishtya prajnya sadochate. Sheshu Vigata Sriha Vitaraga Vayam Krodha Sitadhir Munirachate Yasarvatran Visnehas Tatat Prabhya Shubha Shubham Navinandati Nadveshti Tasya Pragya Pratishtita Yada Sangharate Jayam Kurmogani Vasarvashaha Indriyani Vyarte Vyas Tasya Pragya Pratishtita Vishayami Vartante Nidaharasehina Rasavarjam Rasopyasya Param Drishva Nivartate Yatato Yapikam Deya Purushasya Vipashyataha Indriyani Pramatini Paranti Prasamana Tani Sarvani Sangyamya Yukta Sita Mataraha Vasheyi Asyendriyani Tasya Pragya Pratishtita Jayato Shamusa Sangaste Shupajayate Sangasandayate Kama Kama Krodho Vijayate Krodhat Bhavati Sammohat Sammohat Smriti Vipramaha Smriti Nasha Buddhi Nasho Buddhi Nasha Pranashyati Rāgam Vishyam Mutreshu Vijayasim Vyadanchanam Atma Gashe Vidiyama Prasadam Adigarchati Prasade Sabdukanam Anirasyo Vyadayate Prasade Sochivashu Budhuri Vyadachasare Nasti Buddhi Yuktasya Nchayuktasya Bhavana Nacha Pavayata Shantir Shantasya Kutasukam Indriyanam Icharatam Yanmano Nubhidiyate Tadasya Hati Bragyam Vayunamakasri Tasmanasya Namara Bhavo Nigrihi Jani Sarvashaha Indriyan Indriyate Vyas Tasya Pragya Pratishtita Yadna cha sarvabhutanam sasmam jagadishani yasyam jagadibhutani sanishad pashito mune apuryamana machalam pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantim abdoti nakama kami vihaya kamanya sarvam Umam Shati Nisraha Nirahankara Sarasanti Adigashati Esha Brahmanishka Sulata Nainam Prapya Vimoyati Sivivasham Anirahaliti Ramanir Vaharamishati Om Tat Saditi Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishad Sri Sama Vidyayam Yoga Shastra Shukrishna Arjuna Sangvade Sankhya Yoga Nama Vityodhyaya. Were there any other unanswered or unraised questions yesterday? Are there parallels existing between the philosophy of Buddhism and Krishna consciousness? Are there? We have our expert.
Because I've met Buddhists who say there's a lot of principles of goodness there.
First thing is, there's agreement that the material world is crummy. Through Kaliya.
Yeah, they accept that material world is a place of misery.
That's the first thing.
And also there is very lot of similarities in culture, Vaishnava culture and Buddhist culture. In culture?
Not in culture?
Cultural similarities.
Cultural similarities. Renunciation. In giving up.
Renunciation is there. Of course they renounce everything.
Yeah, they renounce everything. and Brahmacharya.
And respect for elders and all this. Respect for elders.
Yeah, these values are there.
And Buddhist monk would use also type of sannyas.
Yeah, sure. Renunciation is strongly valued. Birth and death is accepted, although there's a difference of opinion about what it is.
Grihasthas honor the honor and take care of Brahmacharya.
Yeah, the grihasthas ashram is supposed to take care of the other ashrams. So there's a lot of similarities.
Non-violence.
Buddha, after all, was a Hindu.
Yeah.
Originally. Hindu prince.
Yes, chanting in some Buddhist sampradayas.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Mahayanis.
And they worship the statue of Lord Buddha.
Yeah, but it is not similar to deity worship. It's just a statue. For the
yeah, but something anyway.
Yes,
will they get Ajyata Sukriti? Will they get by worshipping Buddha, Ajyata Sukriti, unknown devotion service?
Yeah. Yeah, offering respect to Buddha means Krishna. Sorry. Thank you.
And most of the cultural things they get is from Kshatriya background.
Yeah.
Because Lord Buddha is from a Kshatriya family.
Mm.
So most practices are coming from Kshatriya culture.
So something good. But the conclusions are another story.
they lay very good foundation to preach Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Some only trouble is if somebody becomes addicted to that impersonal point of view, then it can be very difficult to cure.
Srila Prabhupada says that Shankaracharya has come and he preached in India, Buddhist philosophy, then later on it went to other countries. Then Christ also came and he preached Christianity. So this thing was very good to preach Krishna consciousness. So now everyone was accepting Krishna consciousness. So it was like a foundation step by step. It was all Lord's arrangement.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions here? Okay, we're moving ahead. We were discussing the point yesterday. Krishna has established the eternality of the soul, its difference from the body, in so many verses, from so many angles of vision. And then he says, but even if you don't buy that, even if you think that the soul, so-called soul or consciousness, symptoms of life, just comes from matter, and that when the body dies, the consciousness leaves, still you don't have anything to lament for. Why lament over the loss of a batch of chemicals? That argument Krishna gave yesterday. Now he's continuing the same line of logic. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur, dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. Tasmada pariharyate natvam shochitam arhasi. For everyone who's taken birth, jatasya dhruvam mrityur, death is certain. And dhruvam janma mrityasyata, for those who've died, taking birth again is also certain. So, tasmat, so why should you lament? Everyone who's born is going to die anyway. So why should you be lamenting over the death of Bhishma, Drona, and the others? That's the next argument. Of course, Prabhupada says, this doesn't mean that unnecessarily war should be going on, should be waged. And on the other side, he says, but violence and war are inevitable features of human society. Any question about this? Yes.
So from Krishna's viewpoint, There is no limitation in any stage, beginning, middle, or end. Limitation zero.
Yeah. Of course, if someone gives up Krishna consciousness, that's lamentable. Otherwise, the material world, at least in the execution of one's duty, there's nothing lamentable. If one gives up one's prescribed duty, then we'll find it's quite lamentable. But for carrying out your duty, just that the judge, if he's partial, well, yes, but he's my cousin, that's lamentable. Otherwise, when he's carrying out his duties, nothing to lament there. Whether he has his, whatever he has to do, it's his duty. Okay? Anything else here?
Maharaj?
Yes?
You said you should not lament for
yes.
any condition, but sometimes devotees lament when a devotee leaves his body thinking they are missing his physical association.
Thinking? Yes, that's also there. There's no lamentation when a devotee leaves this world. It's good for him. But still we lament the loss of the devotee's association. That's a different kind, that's spiritual lamentation. That's not material. Is that okay?
But how do we know whether it's spiritual or not? It's maybe just an emotion coming or thinking, he was my friend, I associated with him and I miss him.
Even that, if someone misses someone who's a devotee, that becomes a spiritual emotion. Even not thinking, just like, who was that Devahuti? She was attached to her husband. After all, she was a woman, so she was very attached to her husband, but because her husband was a great sage, she got the benefit of serving him. Didn't matter that, you know, it was just because she was a woman and he was a sage, so she got the benefit. Is that okay? Anything else here? Okay.
So it
yes?
means, come in. So it means that when an attachment is towards a devotee, consciously that pain or suffering or the separation may not be spiritual, but yet it is spiritual. That means devotees don't have to worry about.
It has spiritual.
That means practicing devotees don't have to worry so much about their parents lamenting about themselves.
No. Of course, we shouldn't cause lamentation needlessly, but yes.
So like when people leave home and join a temple.
From that point of view, yeah, the parents are, if they're feeling separation, it's a transcendental attachment for a devotee. But we should always be careful that our feelings are in relationship with Krishna. Not that because I'm, you know, I have unlimited attachment for my wife and my wife is a devotee. On the other side, one time one of my godbrothers said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I'm so attached to my wife and family. Prabhupada said, that's all right, that is through Krishna. So the idea is there that naturally we're going to be attached. Anyway, whatever you say, I'm going to be attached to my wife and family. But that should be in relationship to Krishna. I should be attached to seeing that they're engaged in Krishna consciousness and so on. But not that, you know.
Attached to the material body.
Attached
to the object
of
sense.
Yeah, not to the to sense gratification and material comfort and thinking that actually, you know,
life
how could I ever live without my wife? And
searching
whole,
for security in wife. And
excuse me?
What would be wrong is to search for security within children and wife.
There's a, in Bhagavad Gita later we'll come across Asaktana Bishvanga Putradara Griharishu. Prabhupada says one should not be more attached to wife and family than ordained in the revealed scriptures. There's a certain amount of attachment that's, you know, within the you know, like they have in manufacturing a tolerance level.
You know, if something's a little bit thicker or thinner, as long as it's within a certain tolerance level, you know, it can be this many millimeters thinner or thicker, and it's okay. So within Shastra, there's a certain realm, range, that this attached you can be, if you're a householder. But more attached than that, that's not good. That's not good. Asaktana Vishvanga Putra Dara Grihadish.
What about Arjuna gets attached to his death of his son, Abhimanyu, later on?
Yeah, even that's... This is all devotional. They're all devotees. They're all devotees. No. Smoke today. Okay, any other questions? Right, we're moving on. Avyakta adini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidananyeva tatrika paridevana. All beings are unmanifested. Avyakta means unmanifested. And then they're vyakta, they're manifested, then again they're unmanifested. So again, why lament? Just coming and going, inevitable coming and going. They weren't here, now they're here, again they won't be here. But why lament over that? Avyakta adini bhutani. The same thing is true of Krishna, and Prabhupada gives an example. You know, Krishna is first he's not manifest, then he's manifest, then he's not manifest. Prabhupada gives the example of a horse. The horse is galloping past your window. So you only see the horse when he's present in front of the window. But he was present before, he's present after. You only see the little portion. Prabhupada gives this example about Krishna's presence. But the same thing can be said of the soul. That he's continuously existing, but you only see your little window. When he's in front of your window, you see him. But otherwise, Bhishma, Drona, they're eternally existing, but you're only seeing them for some short time.
The Prabhupada says, when the building, large skyscraper is dismantled, it remains as atoms in the ultimate stage. Huh. So it's still there, survivory.
So nothing's, especially the soul, is never destroyed. So Prabhupada gives it actually from both angles of vision. If you think that suppose that consciousness is just a manifestation of matter. So it wasn't there, then the chemicals started bubbling, now consciousness is there, then they unbubble and it's no longer there. Why are you lamenting? Just like water is on the stove. First it's just inactive, then it starts to bubble, to boil, and then again take it off the heat and it becomes still. Why should you lament about that? So again, material elements, they come together as the body with consciousness, then they're again lacking those features. So what's the big, why should you lament about that? Or spiritually, if you think that the soul is always existing, then again, why lament? So either way you look at it, Krishna's got Arjuna covered from every angle of vision. That's a feature of this chapter. There's no out. You can't say, but, whatever way you look at it, Krishna says, no, you should fight. However you look at it, you should fight. Prabhupada used to argue that way also. You know, you look at it one way, then means you should do this. Then you look at it another way, still means you should do it. You look at it a third way, still means you should do it. That's the expert. You know, whatever you came up with. Like Prabhupada, he wanted to go to Govardhan in his last days. And they said, Prabhupada, but you'll die if you go on that heart. Prabhupada said, no, I won't die, I'll live, I'll get inspiration. And he said, anyway, if I die, that's expected. And if I live, it's wonderful. So either way you look at it. So again, Krishna is giving an whatever way you look at it, argument that you think that the soul is just made of matter, consciousness is just an epiphenomenon of matter. No need to lament. You think the soul is eternal? Well, no need to lament. However you look at it. Okay. Ashcharyavat vadati. Ashcharyavat pashyati kashchidenam ashcharyavat vadati tathaiva chanya. Ashcharyavach jainam anya shrunoti shudvapyenam enam shudvapyenam veda nachayava kashchid. The soul is, however you look at it, ashcharyavat. Ashcharya means wonderful. We'll find this word especially in the 11th chapter. Sarvascharya mayam devam. Wonderful, amazing. Amazing. So some are speaking about the soul is amazing, some are hearing about it is amazing, some even after hearing about it can't understand it. The soul is something wonderful. Any questions here? Yes?
Marsh, some devotees attain Trikalakya realization. Is this a common feature of perfection or just a few cases?
Trikalakya? To know everything, past, present, and future? Some advanced souls may know. I certainly don't know.
Is it a hindrance if we don't recognize Prabhupada as a tree color again?
No.
Prabhupada knew.
Tree called again?
Prabhupada knew, because he said there will be books, the only time is separating me, there will be temples, there will be devotees. Time is separating from the experience.
Yeah, Prabhupada knew about the future. But it doesn't mean, like Prabhupada, he emphasized that the spiritual master is not a magician. You know, he didn't try to make it something. Excuse me?
He's not a showman.
Yeah, he didn't try to, not just not a showman, but he didn't try to make it something magical. You know, that he knew everything by some sort of mystic vision. He didn't try to present his understanding in that way. So I know this, he presented himself as the knower of the science of Krishna. And that was his claim. You know, you get these people, as you say, showmen, you know. I see that in the future. Oh. What's that? Yes. You must do it.
That thing
it's your destiny.
That what you're contemplating is true.
Yeah, that what you're contemplating is true. You know, so they make a show that they know about your past. You know, then those who are magicians and who are in this sort of thing, they know how to be sufficiently vague so that they tease out some information from you, and then they use that to put out something else, and then they tease out a little more, and pretty soon they've got your whole history. Yeah. How did you know that?
You just said it yourself.
Yeah. So there's a way to do that. So they know the past, they know your past, then they know the future.
Plus intuition is also there.
Yeah, intuition may sometimes be there. Sometimes there may be...
ESP abilities are there.
Hmm?
ESP abilities are there.
Little something may be there. But more often, it's, you know, just mundane tricks.
Mundane tricks. Prabhupada focused on the main stuff.
Yeah, Prabhupada didn't try to present himself as being some sort of... mystic seer of anything, or as a magician, or a person with supernatural powers. He's presented himself as servant of Krishna, carrying Krishna's message. Someone they wanted to see some magic or some mystic power, Prabhupada said, this is my magic, you know, these devotees. This is the magic. Otherwise, you know, Prabhupada's like the last of the line. He's a great magician. Then everybody else has to try to be a great magician. And if you can't be a great magician, then, well, you know, too bad, there's no real work for you. But Prabhupada didn't try to present that. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetashe Guruva. This is my qualification, Prabhupada said, that I'm carrying out the orders of my spiritual master. Whatever Krishna said, I'm saying the same thing. I'm not changing the message, I'm simply giving it. So that's there. Yes.
Actually, yesterday, the Kanana Maharaj covered this point. He gave the example of Srila Prabhupada being asked by a disciple if he knew everything.
That was me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was inside. Or maybe it was also.
No, I asked. Yeah? I asked Prabhupada the question.
All right, right. did you mention the example that, well, it seemed like yesterday you mistook someone for someone else.
No, I didn't give that example.
That was a scorpion and.
Maybe someone else could have asked you the same question.
Crab and scorpion.
Yeah, Prabhupada said this is a scorpion, and the devotee saw a crab. Anyway, Kanana Maharaj's point, I think it was him, was that Prabhupada said, oh, but that's material. It doesn't make spiritual mistakes.
I asked Prabhupada one time that the spiritual master is supposed to be perfect, but sometimes we see that he makes a mistake. You know, he quotes a verse wrong, mm-hmm. or he doesn't remember a verse. I said, sometimes it seems from the material point of view that the spiritual master makes a mistake. Prabhupada said, that is material point of view. And then Prabhupada made the point that the spiritual master's perfection is how he's preaching Krishna consciousness. That was his point. Yes?
Question from this verse. That logical line, like how it's relating to the previous verses, why suddenly starting Krishna starts to speak like a lot, how much it's amazing the soul is.
Good question, how it fits the line. He's about to finish up his discussion of the soul. In the next verse you'll see it's just about done. So this is a kind of summary, that it's a wonderful, you know, in summary, the soul is wonderful, you can hear about it as wonderful, you can speak about it as wonderful, maybe even after hearing about it, you still be bewildered about it. So it's coming right before the end of the discussion about the nature of the soul.
Could you please explain a little bit about the Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan has given two more interpretations about the soul.
I can't explain it without, you've got it in front of you.
The surrender of Prabhupada's comment. You want to see? I'll read it out.
Yeah, you can read it out.
Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan has given two more interpretations, wherein the word Ashcharyavat additionally modifies the sentences subject and verb. Thus, each line of the verse can be explained in three ways. As the word for amazing, within quotes amazing, changes from modifying the object, the soul, to modifying the subject and verb. Ashcharyavat can modify people, the subject of the sentence. Some people who are amazing look upon the soul. If Ashcharyavat modifies the verb look, the sentence reads, some people look amazingly at the soul. Depending on how one translates this amazing verse, the people who see the soul are amazing, the soul is amazing, or the power to see the soul is amazing. The second line, some people describe the soul as amazing, can also be translated in three ways, with vadati, describes, replacing sees. Similarly, the third line can be translated in three ways by using the word shunoti, hears. I didn't understand much.
Hmm?
Could you please explain this?
Yeah. This is typical commentary language. We look at it, this is what commentators do. They pull apart word by word the verse, and they say, all right, let's look at this word. What function does it perform? And they'll look at it typically from a grammatical point of view, and they'll say, okay, what does this word modify?
What does that mean?
What does it modify? Well, let's say...
what is it describing?
What does it relate to?
Yeah, what is it... Yeah, what is it related to? Like, suppose we said... oh, what's a good English one? Nothing comes to mind right
now.
Sorry?
The tree has green leaves.
No, that's not ambiguous enough.
Light?
Hmm?
Light?
No, let me think if I get one. You don't usually come around when I need them, so let me just think. They looked at one another strangely. So someone may say, or I'll get. Here's one. This is a typical one. I only have eyes for you. So depending how you would interpret that, someone can say it means that I only have eyes for you. The other people don't give a damn about you, but I only.
Only I
have eyes for you. Rest of the people, they're interested in somebody else. Or somebody says, it means, I have eyes only for you. I don't care about any other girl, I only care about you. Or someone says, I only have eyes for you. I'm holding hands with Susie over here, but my eyes are for you.
That Rasaj Prabhu's example, man on the hill looking at the, he's looking at the man on the hill with the telescope.
Yeah, you're looking at the man on the hill with the telescope. Now, is it the man on the hill who has the telescope, or is it you that's looking at the man with the telescope?
Both are
possible grammatical explanations. Yeah. So then you need somebody to get in there and comment and say, no, actually the intended meaning is that the man on the hill has the telescope and the man someplace else is looking at him. Or alternatively says, no, actually the man on the hill doesn't have a telescope, but someone's seeing him and using a telescope to see him.
The hill has a telescope, and the man is seeing
him. Yeah, the hill has a... Yeah, right, you're seeing the hill with a telescope, right. Telescopic hill. So, in this way, words, the function of the word in the sentence can be variously interpreted. And according to the way you interpret it, the sentence means different things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was explaining the Atmarama Sloka, basically that's what he did. He said, well, this word, a P, can mean this and this and this and this. It can modify this and this and this and this. And this way we get, 14 meanings. And then this word can mean this and this and this and this. It could be this. It could be modify this or modifying that. And so now we've got another 12 meanings. So that's what the commentators do when they take apart these verses. It's not everything they do, but that's one of the things.
How much is this relevant for our Bhakti Shastri and otherwise understanding of Bhagavad Gita?
Excuse me?
How much is this particular one relevant for our Bhakti Shastri training and also for generally understanding Bhagavad Gita? Because I didn't quite understand it. If it is very relevant, then I'll go into it and try to understand.
You mean, are we going to get tested on it? Is that the question?
Yeah, indirectly, yes.
If I didn't bring it up, I can't tell you, because as I told you before, I don't run the test.
It sounds very technical. I have my doubts.
I tend to think that the test will be about what Prabhupada said and not what is found elsewhere. But I can't guarantee you.
This one is surrendered down to me.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So you're going to be tested on Prabhupada stuff, and not, you don't have to worry about what you find in there. It's relevant. It's certainly useful to study, certainly useful to know about, but in terms of examination relevance, the MIHET man has spoken. Okay? But going back to what the commentators do, so he looks at it and says, well, Acharya can refer to the, it can be referring to the subject, it can be referring to the verb, it can be, so he looks at it and says, well, it could apply this way, or this way. And depending how you look at it, you get a different meaning. And all the meanings generally are complementary. We find the same thing in all over our books, where they'll take apart a word in different ways and say that this means, well, if you look at it this way, it means one thing. If you look at it that, if you split it, you know where you divide the words. Like Rupa Goswami takes advantage of that ambiguity in Sanskrit to say niyamagraha. So he's saying two things at once, niyama agraha and niyama agraha. Huh? Yeah, niyama agraha and niyama agraha.
Stress or no stress?
Huh?
Agraha and agraha.
But regardless, when it's combined, there is
when you combine it by Sunday, it comes out the same. But which is it? He's taking advantage of the ambiguity to make it both. Or if he, in text where you don't know, the commentator says it means this, or it means that, or it means both, and they're very expert in finding out more meanings by splitting the words in unusual ways or in unexpected ways. They'll find a new meaning. So these are this is some of the fun that you can have when you're an advanced commentator. Of course, the Shankarites also do this. They play all over the place with the prefixes and suffixes, but their purpose is something impersonal, whereas the purpose of the Acharyas is to relish. Just like Krishna, he also does it. What is that? Yaminya Ushita? There's a word, what is that? Yaminya Mushita. Look it up. Yaminya Mushita. Yaminya Mushita. It's a nectar of devotion.
Yaminya Mushita. Mushita, nectar of devotion. I have marked next to you.
There it is. Krishna also plays these games. This is the qualification of a genius. He always has newer and newer arguments. Radharani asked Krishna, Keshava, where is your vas at present? And vas can mean residence, it means fragrance, or it means dress.
Yes.
So he says, he took it as dress. But Krishna, or she meant dress, but he said, he took it as residence and said, my residence is in your beautiful eyes. Said, listen, I didn't ask you about your residence, I was asking you about your dress. And he said, then he took it as fragrance and said, well, I've assumed this fragrance just to be associated with you. So then, you know, she saw she wasn't getting anywhere with this cunning fellow. So she says, where did you spend the night? And the Sanskrit word is yaminya mushitaha. Yaminya means at night, and ushita means passing. But Krishna divides it yaminya mushitaha. Instead of yaminya ushita, he divides it yaminya mushitaha. And by dividing it that way, it came out to mean that he was kidnapped by yamini, or night. So he says, is it possible that night could kidnap me? So this is the kind of fun that you can have with or that Krishna has. He's the original person who enjoys doing these things, playing with the
words,
with words, word games. Okay. Yes.
Some look on the soul as amazing. But how can we see soul? Soul is very small as per Svetasvara.
Look on it as amazing means you can't exactly, you know, you see something, but you don't know exactly what it is. It's amazing. Just like in the 1964, they had a World's Fair, and they showed an actual nuclear reaction. And it just lasted for, you know, a second. And it wasn't, you know, a bomb. It was just a little, I think, fission, actually. Maybe it was fusion. No, they showed fusion, nuclear fusion. You know, a little demonstration of nuclear fusion. And, you know, what could people actually understand? But everybody looked and went, wow. You know, you saw some lights, you saw the electrodes and some lights flashing, and all of a sudden something went boop. And everybody went, you know, they'd seen nuclear fusion. But how much did they understand? You know, somebody just looked at it and said, amazing. Somebody heard about it and they said, we've demonstrated here a nuclear fusion reaction by heating such and such and such and such to a temperature of such and such and such and such, and applying electrical pulse of such and such and such and such. So some heard about it and said, wow, amazing. And some people, even after hearing it, said, what was that?
It's like the Bhagavatam lectures of the Mayavadis. Amazing. What did you understand? Nothing. So amazing.
The one scientist was the in charge of this whole project, Oppenheimer. When the first atom bomb, Trinity, was being tested in California. So when he saw the big light, so he quoted the verse from 11th chapter, Kalosmi Lokakshay Krit Pravite.
Yes.
He was the inventor, the atomic.
Yeah. No, he's a.
He's one of the team.
Yeah.
Usually we see the UFO objects, unidentified objects, and they see as amazing.
Yeah, if you saw one of these things, you'd say amazing. You know, what is it? I don't know, it's amazing. You know, we see something, we don't understand it, and what do we say? That was amazing. Or like magic tricks. You know, the magician pulls a rabbit out of a hat or saws his wife in half. You know, it's amazing. Did you see that? For one who knows exactly what it is, it's different. But I was sitting, even someone was demonstrating some magic, and one of my godbrothers was looking and said, that's amazing. Yeah, I think he actually has some mystic powers. You know, we know that there's tricks, but I think he actually has some mystic powers.
Like I can demonstrate levitation. I can demonstrate levitation.
Yeah, anyway, he had some mystic powers.
Yeah.
And one of my other godbrothers, he'd been worked for the circus, so he was telling exactly how the guy was doing everything. And I think the first godbrother, even after hearing at it, he was still convinced that he had mystic powers.
Yes, sir.
And something like that.
Illusion.
Yeah, in this case it's not illusion, it's a fact.
Yeah.
But, you know, even after hearing about it, some people still, they're amazed. They can't understand it. Is that okay? It's more, therefore, achintya. It's more or less inconceivable what this soul is, how this little tiny, tiny particle can be doing such wonderful things. Okay, anything else? We're moving on, huh? Dehi nityam abhyoyam dehe sarvasya bharata tasmat sarvani bhutani natvam shochitamas. Avajya means he can't be killed, and there are two significant words here, dehi and deha. Dehe means in the body, so it's deha. Dehina smin yata dehe. There's two words, dehina and deha. Deha is the body, and dehi, the person who has the body. the whole section has been on that distinction. It will come again in the 13th chapter. There'll be the field and the knower of the field. But here it's the body and the owner of the body. Any other question? Any questions about this?
Maharaj, is it this? I'm so sorry. Previous verse, you know, this ascharya is for this because the quality of the soul is described in Upanishad, Nahamatma, Pravachanam,
What's the question?
So, is this that's why this ascharya? Because
is this
that's why it is ascharya, amazing?
Yeah, you can't.
Okay.
Nahamatma, even after discussion and discussion. You know, we're talking about the soul. But we're talking about it in such a way that still you can't exactly figure it out. It's a mysterious thing, the soul. It's not like something, you know, like a frog that you can dissect and poke at. It's very subtle. That will come later also in the Bhagavad Gita. That is a very subtle thing. So it's not... not so cut and dry. Soul is an amazing, it's an fine, you know, we're discussing it, we're saying it's this, and this. But even Krishna's had to describe it negatively. It can't be this, it can't be that, it can't be cut, it can't be dried, it can't be blown away. It doesn't change, it doesn't die, it's never born. It's almost indirect description by saying not this, not this, not this, not that. Something amazing. Like if you've never seen a gorilla, and you know, a gorilla came to the MIHE and was, you know, stomping all over the place, and later you had to describe it, you know, what would you say? You know, well, was it a brahmachari? No, it definitely wasn't a brahmachari. And was it one of the women? No, I don't think it was one of the women either, you know. Well, was it maybe, you know, was it a...
kids?
Was it a kid or was it a... was it a cow or was it no, it was, you know, it was something, you know, was it a monkey? It wasn't a monkey either. Well, what was it? It was amazing. You know, it's very hard to of course, a gorilla you could draw a picture, you could make an exact kind of a, but in terms of our experience, it's something quite out of the range of our categories. It's not something that we understood. Like, if all of a sudden, you know, I just disappeared from this chair. Well, did he get up and walk away? No, he didn't walk away. Well, did he fall or something? No, he didn't. I mean, well, did somebody like grab him? I mean, no. Was there like a mist and then something? No. Just one minute he was there, and the next minute he wasn't there. You know, what happened?
Amazing.
I don't know, it's just amazing. Like the yogis, they can actually do that. You're looking and then the next minute they're gone. How did they do that? You know, it was like their cloth or something? No, it was just like...
you have no reference point. You can't compare it to...
yeah, you can't, even if you can compare it to something, it was something like, you know, as if, kind of, but it wasn't like exactly, it, you know, you just get a loss for words to define what this is.
Something like similar, like Sanskrit word Prabhupada is telling us, what dharma, there is no English word to translate. You can go around, but anyway, everybody is still confused what dharma.
Yeah, something like that. What's dharma, you know? Well,
atma, there is no English word.
Yeah, well, atma, you can take soul, but...
soul, the English soul is a different soul.
Well, it depends how you want to define it. But
soul of the...
I mean, every word is different from the thing anyway. You know, whether you take Atma or you take soul, just, you know, you write Atma on a piece of paper, you don't actually have the Atma, you just have four letters.
The common understanding of soul outside Hare Krishna movement is essence of something, the soul of the music.
Well, that's one meaning. We won't get into, you know, all the meanings a word could have. But a word is a symbol, it stands for something. You know, we say soul. The soul has left the body, and somebody says, well, there's no such thing as soul. And somebody says, you know, as if you're talking about something very, very tangible. But Krishna's point here is that it's something really hard to understand. It's not something, it's like Brahma says, the universe is not like a walnut that you can hold, you know, that I can hold in my hand. Krishna can do that. And to understand the soul is, it's an amazing thing. It's not just an ordinary, like a rock or a tree, something very, you know, cut and dried where you can just explain it and touch it and feel it and put it in a box. You try, you know, you transplant the heart, the soul's supposed to be in the heart, you transplant the heart and the soul slipped through. Stayed where it was. How did it do that? It was pretty subtle.
What is the significance of the next part of this text? Tasaisho Atma Vibrinute Tanung Swam in the context of this text.
Nayam Atma Prabhachane na Labhyo na Medhaya na Bahuna Shutena. Then?
Jamai Vaishitena Vibrinute Tasaisho Atma.
Yeah, there it's Prabhupada takes it as applying to the Supreme. Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedhaya. That he can be seen when he manifests his own form by his mercy. It's taking Atma there to be Paramatma.
Oh, I see.
Na Ayamatma, this is Paramatma.
This Paramatma.
How are we doing? Okay? All right. So, but there's no killing of the body can be killed, the soul within the body can never be killed, so you have nothing to lament over. That's the thing that Krishna is saying again and again and again and again and again. And now he's saying it for the last time, really, in this chapter. And that's what you do. You repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Nastyeva, 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 Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama. Really drill it in. So Krishna's really saying again and again, there's body and the soul are two different things. You can kill one, but you can't kill the other. Okay. Swadharmam apichaveksha navikampitum arhasi dharmyad di yudhach treonyat kshatriyasya nividyate. Now Krishna's bringing up an important term that he'll use many times and that we find throughout Vedic literature. Swadharma. Swadharma. How does Prabhupada usually translate dharma?
Prescribed
duty, or sometimes occupational duty. Dharma. And swa? Your own. So everyone has his own dharma. And here, Arjuna's dharma is Kshatriya dharma. His dharma, his prescribed duty, is the duty of a Kshatriya. And for the Kshatriya, what is better than fighting? That's what a Kshatriya is meant to do. So, and what kind of fighting? Dharmyad. What is that? Vikampita Maharshi? Dharmyad, for religious principles. Dharmyad, he, yudhat. To fight for the sake of dharma. There, dharma is used differently, for the sake of religious principles, or for the sake of, yes, religious principles. There's nothing better than for a Kshatriya than to fight. You know, a driver's business is to drive. Scholar's business is to give a talk. Vaishya's business is to strike a deal or to milk a cow. You know, when is a scholar happy? When he gets invited to give a prestigious lecture. You know, we're happy to inform you that you've been selected to give the Peabody lecture on arts and sciences, da 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 da, and your talk will be published in the proceedings of the American Gibberish Society, da-da-da-da-da. So scholar, you know, this is it. This is what you live for as a scholar. You're invited to speak at a distinguished gathering, and your words will be listened to by other scholars and published, and it'll be on your CV that you spoke at such and such place. You know, that what's better for a scholar? Or, you know, for a Vaishya, you know, you struck a deal and you bought out such and such, and your picture appeared on the front page of Business Week, and it was the deal of the century. Huh? So what does a Kshatriya live for?
Fight.
Fighting. What's the use of going down in history as a general who never fought a war? Right?
Maharaj, here lies in a question. Swa, this word Swa, yours. This 30 and 31 is connected with the Deha, because Sri Krishna is saying the Deha, your Dharma. But question is that he already refuted that Deha is permanent. So why again he is, glossing on his...
Yeah, now Krishna is taking things from a different angle. He's already spoken on the eternality of the soul. We've done that one. Now he's taking a completely different angle. Completely different angle. All right, let's look at your duty. Of course, it's divided according to the body. According to the body you received as a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, you have a particular duty. But that duty is also for a higher purpose that we'll come to later. That we'll come to later.
Gurujan Prabhu says, in the previous section, Krishna used arguments based on jnana to induce Arjuna to fight. Now Krishna will use less elevated principles, ones which promises a material reward.
We've talked about the discrimination between matter and spirit. Now we're talking about what's your duty. What's your duty? There are different ways of cutting of dealing with Arjuna's arguments, and Krishna's going to cover him from all sides. There's not going to be any way that Arjuna's going to sneak out of this one. Arjuna has given every kind of argument. You know, it's not my duty to kill you. I should be worshiping these people, and how can I kill these people? And sin will overtake me, and I'll be bringing down the dynasty, and this and this and this and this and this. So he's given a wide range of arguments. But Krishna's going to boom, 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 give him right back. First of all, on the principle of discrimination between matter and spirit. Now on the principle of what's your job?
Are we supposed to relate these Arjuna's objections and Lord Krishna's solutions?
You'll see there's a correspondence. Now I'm not going to test you on, don't ask me exam questions. Because I don't know the answers. I don't know what the examination questions are. The man who knows is in the back. If you want to, tease out some hints about what's in the exam, talk to him. But these questions should not be directed to me, because A, I'm not interested, and B, I don't know. Okay? So that's the story there.
So here Maharaj Baladeva Vidyabhushan Pad is commenting in his original Sanskrit. The yuktam nacha shreya unupasyami ityadina. Arjuna said that.
I don't see any good coming from it.
Yeah, so here he is saying the Shreya. Shreya Navidate. Kshatriyas Navidate.
No, Shreya Pashyami. I don't see any Shreya coming out of this. What ultimate benefit will there be?
Yeah.
The Krishna says there's no better benefit than for a Kshatriya than fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there's the correspondence there. The Kshatriya's business is protecting Kshat from harm. Kshat Triyate, to give protection from harm. So he has to do that. And Prabhupada comments that there are two kinds of Swadharma. As long as one is still on the material platform, he has to work according to prescribed duty. And when one is liberated, then there's spiritual prescribed duty. Would you like some editorial entertainment?
Always.
Okay. We've got one. This was going on a big discussion on the Varnashram conference. There's a Pam Ho Varnashram conference someplace. That is, it's on Pam Ho. And we'll find the little doohickey here. Okay, 2:31, right at the end. Who's got the old book?
Maharaj, for your kind permission, I got the second edition now.
Oh, well, we still need someone with the first edition.
Okay, then I'll bring tomorrow.
Is it in VW?
No. Yeah, it is.
It's old one, yeah, old books.
But otherwise, I can tell you what it says. I've got it.
Yeah.
The last, next to the last sentence. On the bodily plane, Svadharma is called Varnashram Dharma, or man's stepping stone for spiritual understanding. Human civilization begins from the stage of Varnashram Dharma, or specific duties in terms of the specific modes of nature of the body obtained. Old version, last sentence, discharging one's specific duty in any field of action in accordance with Varnashram Dharma serves to elevate one to a higher status of life. And you'll notice it's been changed to discharging one's specific duty in any field of action in accordance with the orders of higher authorities serves to elevate one. So they complained about this under the heading editing Varnashram Dharma out of the books. You know, it said Varnashram Dharma, and now they've made it the orders of higher authorities. You know, so some mischievous person is at work editing Varnashram Dharma out of the books.
Must be one of those swamis that's not into Varnashram.
Definitely. You know, anyway, this was the Varnashram Dharma conference, and people were up in arms, and I got, you know, letters, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and there was, you know, how could you, and what about Prabhupada, and, you know, who do you think you are, and, you know, and so on. Anyway, the original manuscript said, to discharge one's specific duty in any field of action and as ordered by higher authority is the opportunity for being elevated in higher status of life.
There was no
Varnashram Dharma to begin with, in that sense.
Second. Please repeat it.
Repeat it. To discharge one's specific duty in any field of action and as ordered by higher authority is the opportunity for being elevated in higher status of life.
How did it get included?
Varnashram Dharma? I guess by, you know, some editor who looked and saw Swadharma is called Varnashram Dharma. Prabhupada's been talking about Varnashram Dharma. So I guess, you know, let's make it consistent, and they made it Varnashram. I'm only guessing. I don't know. I wasn't the editor for that. But, you know, it's not, it fits. It's not unreasonable. But it's just not what Prabhupada said.
Is it intrinsically incorrect or correct?
No, not wrong. It's true that discharging one's specific duty in any field of action in accordance with Varnashram Dharma serves to elevate one to a higher status of life. It's certainly true. Excuse me? Yeah, it's not, I mean, they both have valid meaning, they both have good meaning, they both have meanings that Prabhupada would endorse. It's just that one is what Prabhupada said, and the other is not.
And it's just lucky that it's both valid. in other cases.
Well, that there's a lot of stuff that's like that, where it could be A or it could be B. Those are the ones that are hard to catch. Unless you have the manuscript sitting in front of you, you don't see it because it looks perfectly reasonable. And you say, well, fine. Mm-hmm. And usually editors, you know, they try to make it reasonable and sensible, so you read through it and it makes sense, and you say, good.
Sounds like Prabhupada.
It's not like the other thing. What is it? This realization is made possible with the fruit of being situated in the fixed conception of the self. You know, anyone will look at that and start scratching his head. But the more subtle ones are the ones where it's actually
true,
or you know, it's at least certainly seems true or actually is true. Then you look at it and say, you know, what's wrong? And, or why did they mess with it? And here the answer is, well, it's right, it's just not what the author said. So the intention was, well, better what the author said than what the editor made it. Yes?
I've heard the accusation that you're the only one with the manuscript. Is it on your site also? Can people see for themselves?
Nope. But I'm not the only one. Various BBT editors and translators have access to the manuscript. Govinda Madhava Prabhu, who's our BBT, well, he's one of our BBT people, is putting together a website, which so far is for internal use, which has images of all the manuscripts, plus images of edited on manuscripts, plus the commentaries that Prabhupada drew on, you know, so it'll be quite comprehensive. A translator can go in there or an editor can go in there and say, oh, this is what's going on here. So it's certainly not true that I'm the only person who has access to it. It's
I would say if people are so quick...
And excuse me, while I'm at it, yeah. The originals reside at the archives. They have it. And we recently invited, because this thing was going around, that I've got a secret manuscript, and you know, who even knows, maybe it doesn't even exist, maybe it just says it's there. So we invited a group of people, including Madhuha Prabhu, and others, to come to the archives and see the mysterious manuscript. And it does indeed exist, and they got to touch it and feel it. And observe also that it's not under my custody. I don't even have a key.
Maharaj, will that website be available on request for those?
It's available on request right now to scholars. If a devotee has like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, for his doctoral dissertation, got copies of the manuscripts because he had a really good reason to have it. But, well, let's see. You want some more entertainment? Let's see. Somebody asked if it would be made public. Or, you know, basically, that would solve everything. If only we would publish the manuscript, all questions would cease.
No, but it would shut up a few people.
Well, here's what I wrote to that very nice devotee, actually, who wrote to me about it.
Actually, could give a seminar and then that could be put on the website.
I've given seminars and they're...
Record it and put it on the website.
Yeah, let me just... You get to hear some strong language here.
That's nice.
Recently I got an... Oh, this is a different one. Okay, let me find this. Yeah, here it is. Surely this whole controversy can be laid to rest if Srila Prabhupada's original manuscripts were made available for public viewing. This is going back to 1999. So I wrote him, I wish that were so. Unfortunately, these days, nothing lays any controversy to rest. This is Kali, the age of quarrel. However worthless, arguments will go on and on and on. Anyway, in regard to the books,
just by seeing two different editions of a book, some people are such idiots that they'll automatically assume that everything in the first edition must be as it is, and everything in the second must be the editor's deviations. When some people are such fools that they'll jump to such worthless conclusions and mouth off about it with little or no restraint, what will they do if you give them an original manuscript to feast on? I'll tell you what they'll do. Feast.
Feast.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll quibble, which means argue, over every second word. The fools will show their pride in being common sense readers, devotees of the real books, upholders of strict adherence to the parampara, and they'll do what a baby does if you give it money. Play with it, drool over it, and tear it all up. And so, to quote good advice from another tradition's scripture, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you, which means stick it to you with their tusks. The internet is full of fine devotees, including devotees with honest questions about the editing of books. But unfortunately, it's also a place of dogs and swine. What can be done? Foreseeing how original manuscripts might be argued over and misused, Rameshwar Swami, while in charge of the BBT in the 1970s, suggested to Srila Prabhupada that the BBT make available only the published books and keep the manuscripts under lock and key. And Srila Prabhupada agreed. Nonetheless, taking the spirit of your suggestion, I think it would be helpful for honest and reasonable devotees to have a better idea, not only of how edition 1 differs from edition 2, but also how they both compare to the original manuscripts. So I have in mind to create a website with some juicy examples. So that juicy example website is now there. If you Google Gita Revisions Explained, you'll find it. Or if you look on my website, jswami.info, you
will
find
it. Plus the folio has the old edition, two editions, so one can compare.
Yeah, you can compare if you want. Otherwise, if you go to my website, a lot of the work has been done for you, particularly on the examples that people have chosen. I haven't just said, well, let me find my examples, and they'll have their examples. I've taken their examples. And where they have column A and column B, old edition and new edition, I have column A, column B, and column C, where the original manuscript version is there. So that's why the manuscripts are not generally available. At some point, they probably will be.
Your points are very nice.
So sooner or later, they'll probably be available. But right now, they're available to people who have, you know, a legitimate... So translators have access to it. Scholars like Dhamal Krishna Maharaj have access to it. That's pretty much it.
How many languages Bhagavad Gita as it is has been translated?
Oh, more than, I think it's 59 or so. The most recent book, the most recent language that's come out, or the most recent book that's come out is, I believe it's, is it all of Bhagavad Gita? I think it might be. In one of the European languages, in Braille.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about the update of the other language Bhagavad Gitas with the English one?
Oh, they catch up when they can, you know. But that's the latest language. And the books are quite thick because the point size for Braille is a standard size and it's fairly large. So they're, you know, we saw it actually at our recent BBT meeting, Brahma Muhurta Prabhu brought Braille Bhagavad Gita. So even if you're blind, you can read Bhagavad Gita as it is.
One more thing. Why is it that in some, I'm not challenging, just inquiring, humbly inquiring. Why is it that in some Bhagavad Gitas of BBT,
no shlokas and no translations are given, word to word translations are given. Any reason?
Those are old usually.
No, off late these things are available. And nothing else is available apparently. In
those are not for general distribution, they're generally old.
No, in Juhu, this is what is being sold.
Being sold without translations?
Yeah, no word translation because the book, then book is smaller and the cost is.
I guess it's they're trying to satisfy the book distributors. I didn't even know that such a thing is being.
That's a good idea.
I hadn't heard about it that it was being distributed.
Because the devotees were showing me this kind of books. I said, why are you buying these books? So buy books which have word to word translation purport.
I don't know
why. They're not available.
I don't know why that's being done. I have no idea. I didn't know that it was being done.
About 7-8 months back.
First time hearing about it.
All those, of that type.
You have a copy. I'd like to. Purports only?
Yeah.
Only the purports?
Vishnu even published probably. Yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah. I'd like to see it.
Why is it being published?
I'd like to see it, I don't know why it's being published.
In print.
Excuse me?
$1.25. It's out in Sanskrit, in print for $1.25.
Yeah, I understand why it's being printed. I understand the economic imperative. But
teaching mission is.
I don't know why that's being done. I don't think it's generally known to the trustees that it's being done.
On a similar note, Maharaj, is apparently there have been editing that's also been done to the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Also found at the same site?
Excuse me. Bhagavatam. No, nothing has been done of any substance since 1977. Yeah, in fact, people talk about, you know, they're selling the original Bhagavatams, the same ones we've had since, you know, Prabhupada's presence.
It's a good selling point.
Yeah, it's a good selling point. Chaitanya Charitamrita and Ishopanishad and Krishna book, things have been done. And there's, if you look at the books themselves, there's an explanation of what's been done.
The books themselves?
Yeah, in the book itself. If you look at the new Chaitanya Charitamrita that was re-edited, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's explained.
There's an explanation there of what was done.
Maharaj. Would it be reasonable to presume that the same mistakes that were found in the...
No, it's not proportionate.
Are there in the Bhagavatam?
The story is, Bhagavad Gita probably has about the most mistakes because it was edited before there was, you know, any Sanskrit expertise. It was transcribed before people knew what they were hearing. It was really all sorts of things were going on.
The Krishna book.
Then next was probably Krishna book, had the next most mistakes. This was all done by transcription. People weren't familiar with the stories. You know, the first time anybody found out about it was when they transcribed the Krishna book. So that's the second most mistakes. Bhagavatam, first canto and second canto, also a fair amount of mistakes because the editors weren't that familiar with the subject matter. From there on, it starts to get a lot better because the transcribers started to be more experienced in hearing Prabhupada, because the editors were more familiar with the philosophy, because they had now Sanskrit editors who could look at the commentaries and say, no, this is the word Prabhupada's using, that's the word. So it gets a lot more... on target as we go along. So really it's Bhagavad Gita is the one where there are most stuff like this. And teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya is the next one that we'll start talking about because that one really has lots of things. Now that we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you look back at teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you'll naturally see all sorts of things. So BBT will have to figure out what to do with that one. Any other questions here before we split up, because we are over time? Excuse me?
Nectar of Devotion.
Nectar of Devotion is actually in pretty good shape.
Dabir Khas and Sagar Malik, the name.
Yeah, well, that's what Prabhupada said. There are some discrepancies in Nectar of Devotion. Not tons of them, but some are there. They're known about, and some of them will be corrected.
So this will be changed or not?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know about Dabir Khas and Shakti Malik, but things like Ragatmika, that's the most well-known example. there are a few examples of things that are known errors that will most likely be fixed.
Maharaj,
yes.
There's also one administrative thing. So after you will finish class, I will need that everybody will stay here. And I have some announcements.
Okay, there's some announcements. And I have a phone call, so I have to go. Not very far, but I have to go. And thank you all very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Purina Chaitvata Maharaj ki
jai. The Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Everybody leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, you're there. Okay. So I have list all of you to please everybody stay, and I will call your name, and you please show me up and please tell me where you're staying, because we also need to make a register. Not all registration are finished, and we also need